Welcome to Orphan Radio number 95. This is Matt and Josh. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. We just played the Munsters theme song. Is that still your ringtone? It was for years.
Yeah, like in 2001.
Yeah, right? Remember those days?
No.
This is kind of a Halloween episode. Maybe not, but maybe a little bit. So, Anniversary is playing some reunion show tour date things in January, February. You want to talk about that? Tell us where they are.
Yeah, we're doing just four shows. Omaha on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, 29, 30, 31. The 29th, then Chicago on the 30th, and St. Louis on the 31st, and then Lawrence on the 1st of February.
Bottleneck.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we're just doing, you know, we're just kind of, Adrienne was in town in Lawrence, and Jim and Janko and I all live here, and she was, we just like realized it was it, and the 20th anniversary of that record, and just kind of thought it'd be fun to get together and do a couple shows.
Yeah. Are you gonna, and Ricky Salthouse will be playing too?
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Man, are you gonna come?
What?
Will you come?
I don't know yet.
You should.
What, to sell merch?
Yeah, just, you know, be you.
Well, I have some demands.
What are they?
One, I need my own vehicle with my own driver.
Okay, who's the driver?
It's probably going to be Parker Macy. My own dressing room.
Okay.
And my own catered dinner every night away from you guys.
What kind of dinner?
Chef's choice. I don't know. Fish Chef sticks?
Chef. Wow. You have like a, okay, we could probably make that work.
Okay. And open bar tab at every bar.
Even if we're not playing at that bar, just like
just
anyone
in
we
town, can. Yes.
All right, let me talk it over.
So you guys will probably make a lot of money on this. Sorry. What else have you been doing? Have you seen the Jokester?
No.
I didn't see it yet either. What about the new Rambo?
I don't go to movies. Like, well, okay, that's not true. I went and saw that Monster Squad documentary, but I normally don't go out to movies.
You got to go during the week, during the day.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Okay. I'm just giving you a tip so you're not around other people.
I don't care about that. I just am at the point where I don't really, I just want to sit alone in my house.
Okay. You sound like you're doing well.
I'm not.
All right. I'll give you an answer by the end of the episode if I'm going to come on tour with you guys in January or not.
Do you think you'll have any more demands?
We'll see. Private jet?
I mean, we could do that.
Hey, where's the show in Chicago?
Lincoln Hall.
Have you been there?
I have not. Have you?
No, I haven't either. Well, we are going to play like some random stuff and chit-chat a little bit. This won't be a very long episode. We're both very busy.
I'm not.
Okay. Let's play one of our favorite bands that you introduced me to them in, I think, like 1994. And then we went and saw them in this fall of 95 when their second album, Blonder and Blonder, came out. But I was a huge Muffs fan. I know you were, too. You want to each pick a Muffs song and... Kim Shattuck died like a few weeks ago, which is really sad. I don't think anybody, like, outside of like her little circle, I don't think anybody knew that she had ALS and that's what she died from.
Yeah, that's really a bummer.
Was the only time you ever saw him that time in Lawrence in 95?
I saw him twice. I can't remember the second time I saw him though.
Yeah. Well, let's each pick a Muff song and then we'll come back.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pathetic now. What did that girl ride with me? Welcome to my world.
Welcome back, Matt and Josh, Orphan Radio number 95.
Man, you're getting up to 100 here. Are you gonna throw a celebration?
No.
Okay.
We just played two Muff songs. I played Outer Space off of Happy Birthday to Me. And you played a song off the new album?
Down, down, down off No Holiday, which came out like a week ago.
I haven't listened to that yet.
It's good.
Yeah.
How many times did you see the Muffs?
Three. Twice with you. One was at the Bottleneck, one was at the Granada. Those are both in Lawrence. I think it was like 95 and 97. And then I saw them in Chicago in like 2010 or 2011, and they were really good. So.
Man, I think you need to do like a 100th episode, have like Ricky on it.
Ricky Livers?
Yeah. You know, just like get a big group of some past members.
The thing is, it's not actually the 100th episode because some of them don't have numbers. Like,
yeah, but what are you going to call it, the 100th episode?
I guess we could. Like, the ones where I've done interviews with people or like certain theme episodes are just off on their own. So, but it could, yeah. I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, we'd have a good time, you know. If I could be there.
We'll see. What are you going to do for Halloween this week?
Gee.
Trick or treat?
I don't know.
With your son, I mean?
He's going to be out of town.
Where's he going?
He's going to North Carolina for, because my brother-in-law coaches football there, so my parents are taking him out there to hang out with his cousins and go to the foosball game.
I was up in Raleigh yesterday, and I saw that football stadium. It's right next to the hockey stadium where I went and saw the Blackhawks get their asses kicked.
They looked good.
Ugh, so bad. I went to a show in Chapel Hill on Friday night. Have you ever played a show at Cat's Cradle?
Yeah, we played there at least one time. I know the anniversary did at least.
Yeah, I went and saw Stiff Little Fingers there on Friday.
They looked like a metal band, like from 1998.
Yeah, they look like the way they actually just look. They look like guys who would be playing like your local Applebee's. What are you laughing at?
I saw something outside.
But yeah, they were really good. That's the third time I've seen them, and it was fun. I hadn't been to a show in a while.
That's good. That's good. Are you going to do anything for Halloween?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna try and get a lot of work done early in the week, and then I usually just go to a thrift store and buy some like old beat up clothes and cover them with blood and other stuff, and then just paint my face and go out. So I don't know. We'll see. It's supposed to be like
I feel like 70.
Supposed to be warm on Thursday. Go ahead.
I feel like this last Saturday was the day people went out.
Yeah, I know, but you know, there are still going to be people going out on actual Halloween
Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I want to play a song and dedicate it to myself. Is that cool?
Can I play a song after you dedicate a song to yourself that you play for yourself and I dedicate it to myself that I play for myself?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. I'll go first.
So yours going to be Beck, I'm a Loser?
This is The Addicts, and the song's called Bad Boy. What?
Nothing.
Drive a man.
We're back. I dedicated a song to myself, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. That was Bad Boy by the Addicts. What?
Nothing. I thought you were going to do like Green Jello, Three Little Pigs.
What did you, and what was yours dedicated to yourself?
Matthew Wilder, Nothing's Going to Break My Stride.
We got a couple birthdays. We want to say happy birthday to a couple people. Ryan McPherson and our boy Parker Macy. Want to play the a little ditty for them?
Yeah, hit it.
Ah, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hell, you old bastard.
Hey, I think they liked us.
That was a nice little birthday song for Parker and Ryan McPherson. I ran into somebody Friday night or last week at some point, and he was like, man, I finally listened to your podcast. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You're the only one. And then, are you still
was
there?
Is it Janko?
No. And, he was like, I listened to that All Canada episode. Man, that was really good. And so I messaged McPherson that. And he's like, no way. Yeah, just kidding. We'll get to your song in a minute when you're going to play a horror movie type song. But you went to amateur wrestling the other night. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I got invited by Ricky Livers to go to local pro wrestling in... We used to hang out in high school in this place called Rosanna Square. It was where like all the kids met up from like different schools and stuff. And it's just kind of this huge parking lot that was like a strip mall that had like a taco hut in the middle of it. And, you know, you remember.
And a McDonald's.
And a McDonald's. And this thing, the wrestling thing's in the back of it, in like one of the strip mall places. And it was like the rinks. I mean, like, it's legit. It was really cool.
Who, wait, what's the name of, do you know what the name of like the league is or anything?
Pro Journey Wrestling.
Nice. And a guy like, randomly comes out to one of your solo songs, right?
A Burwanger song, Exorcism Rock. But like, it's like the full deal where it's like, fuck you, fuck you. The whole crowd chanting that. You still suck. You still suck. Someone said, tear his balls off to a wrestler.
Is Ricky a regular?
Ricky has like the front row. I think his company might pay for it, like reserve. There's only like a small section of like seats, and everything else you kind of like, it's kind of like a square, like around the rink.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits in those, and like I sat in them for maybe like 5 to 10 minutes, but it's almost, I mean, not almost every match, a wrestler gets thrown into the chairs, and you have to like, so if you're not paying attention, you're going to get nailed by a wrestler. And then like at one point, like someone took Ricky's chair and threw it under the rink. And so Ricky had to go under the rink. Like he was all the way under it to get it.
What, did you ever go to WWF when you were a kid?
I did.
Where was it?
I saw it in Washington, D.C. I saw like Coco Beware and Hogan.
Nice. We went once, and I think it was either 1987 or 1988 in Chicago, and it was like Demolition, and Macho Man was there. But Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart was not supposed to be in the building that night. Like, he was banned for the night, and like that was a story. That was the storyline for the evening. And later on in the night, there was a woman like walking by the ring, and somebody went out and pulled off the lady's wig, and it was Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart dressed as a lady, and the place went nuts. It was fucking awesome.
Oh my God, that's good.
But it anyway.
It honestly is. I think I'm going to start going every last Thursday. It was a good time.
So it's in the place that's in like the corner of Rosanna Square, right?
Yeah.
Because that used to be, wasn't that like a music venue over the past few years?
It's a weird thing. It was like a trying to be like a biker bar at one point, but for like people who like are like just kind of like buy Harleys and don't really ride them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sons of Anarchy, Bad Boys.
Okay.
Because I think like way back in the day, it was called Long Shots. Do you remember that?
You're right. You hung out there, right?
No, it was like a racing themed bar restaurant, bar and grill.
Right. You hung out there.
Yeah. What did I say? Did I say no?
I mean, yes.
Sorry. Hey, do you want to play a horror movie themed song?
Yeah, this one's kind of cool. Night of the Demons theme song from 1988.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. It's Matt and Josh, and that was the theme song from Night of the Demons. It's a good one to check out if you're looking for some horror movies to check out. Have you watched any horror movies this October, Matthew?
I've caught some of the Halloween movies on AMC, or at least parts of them. I'll probably watch the original Halloween this week, maybe part two, maybe part four. God, the one with Busta Rhymes was on the other day.
Oh, very good.
And Michael Myers in it looks like he's on his deathbed. He looks like he weighs about 115 pounds. It's like, that's really intimidating. What are you going to do?
Okay.
Oh, hey, didn't you go see that Coven show at the Bottleneck recently?
Yeah.
Why don't you fill people Coven? In? Is it Coven or Coven?
I think it's Coven.
All right, well, whatever. But they're an old...
I don't know. Ever since I saw that American movie documentary, I don't know how it's said anymore.
Anyway, they're like a super old U.S. band, right?
Yeah, they're from like Indiana, Chicago area. They put out their first record in 1969. They were like an occult, kind of like devil worship style themed band. It was just... the singer, the female singer, and it was out of control. Like, it was so good. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And like, there was like no one there. Well, there was like a group. By the time they were done playing, there was probably like 40 people there. And I was just like, my mind was blown that like, that was easily the show of the year in Kansas, Missouri area. There's nothing that could have been cooler than that.
Do you have the records?
I have the first two.
Are they good?
The first one's really good. The second one's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. It's like the first one's called like Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls. The first song on it is the first title song is called Black Sabbath. And then the Black Sabbath record didn't come out till 1970, I think, or 71. And then they put out like... I think they only kind of really put out two more after that, but I don't have the Blood on the Snow record. I'm not familiar with that one.
That's so random that they played in Lawrence.
Well, they do these festivals in Europe, and they're huge there. And then I think maybe just since they were coming back from the Midwest, they must have just stopped here and done one, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But
it was really fucking dope.
That's awesome. Well, any final thoughts? I guess the anniversary... Say the anniversary dates in the cities one more time. Do you even know them?
No. Omaha, the 29th.
January.
January at the Waiting Room. 30th at Chicago, Lincoln Hall. 31st at the Blueberry Duck Room. In St. Louis, and the first is a Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas at the Bottleneck.
Homecoming show.
And we're playing Designer's Breakdown front to back, and then we're doing a second set of like 5 to 6 songs from the second album.
Cool. All right.
What are your demands? Like, I mean, are there any more since this podcast started?
I can't really think of anything else.
I mean,
I got the transportation covered. I got the food covered.
Drink covered.
Drinks are covered. I guess if I'm supposed to be selling merch, I need an assistant. That's the last thing.
How many?
At least two per night.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's that crowded.
And I might have to fly some people in from other countries for that.
What countries?
I don't know yet. I have to put out an ad.
For help?
Yeah.
Do we pay their way?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay.
Or it might just be my brother.
What's he going to do the whole time?
I'll put him to work.
He'll attack.
He's going to talk shit and gross the chicks out.
Oh, shit, man. I'm going to scorch my shorts. Fucking tack, man. Fuck you, worm.
Oh.
All right. Why don't you pick the last song, and I guess I'll see you in a few months, maybe.
Let's end with... Do you want to end with that Bobby Fuller 4 song?
Yeah, I'm not going to pick anything else.
Well, or we could end with Paranoid by Black Sabbath, since it's kind of like Halloween.
Why don't everyone play the Bobby Fuller 4 song, and then we'll just do Paranoid, because we've been doing Stoned Age quotes, and it's also just a great song.
All right, there you got it.
So Bobby Fuller 4, It's Love, Come What May. How good is that Bobby Fuller 4 record that I got you a couple years ago for your birthday?
Well, it's great, but that song was like a B-side. I don't know if it came out on anything.
It's on that, like, Mustang Years, the blue cover.
I'm just talking about, I'm just talking about, I don't know if it ever came out on vinyl. Maybe it came out on like a single as a B-side or something. But that song's almost better than any of the songs on the album, or it's up there with them.
Yeah. Hey, you're right again.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was good to talk to you, and I guess we'll talk later.
All right.
Quite upset.